In this bulletin, Chris Minns urges compromise as pro-Palestinian bridge protests loom in Sydney and Melbourne. Returned activists allege they were strip-searched, handcuffed and robbed after being detained by the Israeli army. And in sport, the Wallabies' last-minute lineup shuffle ahead of tomorrow's game against the Lions. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. New South Wales police estimate around 40,000 vehicles may be impacted if the Supreme Court greenlights a pro-Palestinian protest on Sydney Harbour Bridge on Sunday. Acting Police Commissioner Peter Thurtell says the police will assess how many officers will need to be deployed after the Supreme Court ruling. He expects there will be around 6 hours of blocked access to some of Sydney's key infrastructure and transport connections.
So if the Sydney Harbour Bridge is cut off, then that means that there'll be in excess of 40,000 vehicles stopped over a significant period of time. It'll be in excess of 6 hours because, as has been well said, we can't just close the vehicle. We don't just walk out in front of the cars and say, everybody stop here, like you do if there's a fatal accident somewhere. There's a complete operation that requires a multi-agency response, including Transport for New South Wales.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns is urging protesters to work with officers, while civil rights groups have condemned Mr. Minns for trying to stop the protest. Australian activists detained by Israeli troops while attempting to sail aid to Gaza allege they were strip-searched, handcuffed, and had their belongings stolen. Activist Robert Martin and journalist Tan Safi have touched down in Sydney after returning from aboard a boat owned by the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. The boat had attempted to deliver supplies to Gaza before it was intercepted and detained by Israeli troops last weekend. Mr. Martin told SBS News while Australian diplomats in Israel were supportive, he claims the Israeli authorities denied his access to medication.
They were very helpful. We would have struggled without them.
Yeah.
But even though they also asked, as a representative of the Australian government, to demand that I have my medication, I still did not get that. And the Australian government demanded that I be able to make phone calls to my loved ones. They did not allow me to do that either.
SBS News has reached out to the Israeli embassy in Canberra for comment. Queensland has begun a 12-month inquiry into allegations against the construction, forestry, maritime, mining and energy union, also known as the CMFEU, after the union was accused of deploying intimidation tactics against women and children. The inquiry will be led by experienced industrial relation lawyer Stuart Wood KC. The CFMEU was placed into administration nationwide last August, following claims that bikie and organised crime figures had infiltrated the organisation. Education Minister Jason Clare says the Albanese government will roll out strategies to support training of local teachers in the Northern Territory. Speaking at an education session at the Garma Festival, Mr. Clare says when he attended the event last year, he learned about the challenges of recruiting teachers for schools in the Northern Territory. He says many teaching students are trained in other states.
And we've got to change the way that we provide that education and support so that you can get that qualification here closer to home. And there's some good stuff that's happening there. There's more that I hope that we'll see over the course of the next 12 months as we develop an Indigenous teacher strategy.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will join the Garma Festival tomorrow. Garma is held in northeast Arnhem Land. It brings together Yolngu leaders, families, cultural custodians and guests from across the country for 4 days of learning, ceremony and exchange. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke is warning public servants over security risks linked with their personal social media. Mike Burgess, head of ASIO, the National Spy Agency, revealed defence employees are being targeted by foreign spies. Mr. Burke says while the number of people publicly declaring they have a security clearance has fallen by 85%, it still remains a problem. He says he expects public servants to be cautious with their social media use, including not posting about their position.
Are in a job where you have access to secrets that are significant to Australia, don't put it on your social media profile. Show that you are worthy of being able to keep those secrets.
To sport now, and in rugby, star Brendan Panga-Amosa has rushed to join the Wallabies on Thursday after hooker David Parecki was ruled out on the final test against the British and Irish Lions due to leg injury. The late reshuffle comes after Alan Alatola and Rob Valentini were also ruled out of the Wallabies' most significant tests ever. Despite the short notice of the reshuffle, teammate Harry Wilson has told Channel 7 he has strong confidence in Mr. Panga-Amosa.
Yeah, Brendan joined us yesterday afternoon, obviously after a bit of a tough Thursday training session. It's obviously gutted to lose, I guess, a few great players in Parecki and Fez, but we had a lot of confidence in BPA. He's been around this group for quite a long time over the last year and a half, and he's obviously versed the Lions already three times, I believe, so he's got a lot of confidence and he's come into the group and he's fitting very quickly.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.